important for coaches. This sort of kicks off the scouting process.
Well, that's why we're here. You know, we're just getting started with that, and we're getting started with getting to know the players.
We're looking for what we look for every year. We're looking for good football players that definitely add to the culture of the Green Bay Packers.
The number one reason that this started was for medical reasons. And you bring everybody here and have a chance to look at 300-plus guys, you know, x-rays and MRIs, and get your hands on those guys.
The excitement always to come to the combine to get a first look at these guys.
We're down here gathering all the information that we possibly can.
It has become a little bit tougher to judge. And part of it is because of the way the game has evolved. I mean, there was a time when you could draft a safety and you say, okay, we need a guy who can play close to the line of scrimmage and really be almost another linebacker. And another guy who could maybe play deep in the defense. Well, in today's NFL, the way offenses spread you out, if you just have a guy who's one-dimensional, you can get exposed. If he's a guy who can only help you in the run game but can't match up sometimes on running backs or tight ends, that can be problematic for your defense.
Player acquisition is a big part of improving, and you know those guys can come in and add competition to our football team.
You're not going to draft a guy based on a 15-minute interview from the combine or based on a one attempt at a broad jump at the combine. It's all just part of a big picture. And anything, we have plenty of other times to be able to complete any other things that we need on a player.
This is a first look from a coach's standpoint.
The thing that's most important is what his game tape looks at.
I've learned that coming to Indianapolis for the combine and not get too caught up in numbers. When you're looking at 40 times, you're looking at vertical jumps, you're looking at the broad jump, don't forget about watching that tape and trying to determine, whether or not this guy's actually a good football player with pads on and not just with shorts on.
You know, there's some players up there certainly that have shown that they can play in the NFL. That's been proven over time. There hasn't been many, but the guys who have shown up down here, have done a pretty good job of fitting in.
You're always looking for speed at the receiver positions.
Corners are, tough to find in the NFL.
We need an all-encompassing guy, a guy who can run by some people, who can make the hard catch for us if it's a contested situation, but hopefully also can get us some yards after catch. And he's a guy who, has the smarts to be able to understand game plans from week to week.
So we work into the spring and summer is getting to really be acclimated, certainly with our divisional opponents.
Football is a cycle. You're going to see things come in this league, go out of this league, show up in college football, and it's very important to try to stay on the front side of that cycle.
And then it's our job to develop these players to the best of our abilities. We think we got the coaches to do that. Development is a big part of coaching in our league. And we expect to do that. And then we also will put in systems of football to accommodate those abilities. So we're not working to put square pegs in round holes, so to speak. We're putting, good football players in a position to maximize their skill set.
It won't be just what I see in the workout here, but a combination of a lot of things between now and the draft that will determine if they're going to be a fit for what we're trying to get done.
Every scout here, this isn't the beginning. This is closer to the end. I mean, their grades are in, and now, this is just the final piece of the puzzle. It's not the beginning.